Willow Talk, Graham Swan is touring with the Ashes. He'll be going everywhere the cricket takes him. And in our Australian studios, Matthew Hayden and Mark Waugh. Now, we were hoping for Kevin Peterson. Well, at least we thought Kevin Peterson might join us on the show.
He's Hi guys. Beach.
Hang on.
Is anybody there?
He's here.
Hello? Kevin Peterson. It's Kevin Peterson, guys.
How's it, chaps? I'm so, so happy to be here with you right now. I look great at the moment. I've got new tattoos and they're shining beautifully in the sunshine. I feel awesome.
Okay, just quickly, Haydos, I know Kevin has been tweeting quite prolifically. Have you got a couple of his tweets there, mate?
Well, I've got this beauty, and then I've got a question on the back of it for KP. Batting as well as ever, and the team have huge issues with top order. What a waste. Just lying on the beach, I wish I could help. And then the muscle sign, the bicep curl emotive. So mate, why aren't you playing for Surrey if you think you're, you know, top shelf and going for it? What's the problem?
Well, the thing is that Kevin has to go all over the world to create massive awareness of how good he is. And I played for Surrey. I was told to average highly, and I averaged 150 in my time at the bottom half of Division 2. And sure, one of my innings was 350 not out. And apart from that, my high score was 12. But that shows that KP is a big player, a big time player. And the bicep curl is because I'm beautiful. Actually, Matt Hayden, not a lot of people know this, but he called me Fig Jam. And it was the nicest nickname because what it means is, flip, I'm good. Just ask Matty. And everyone, it just showed that how high the regard for me was with Matt Hayden. What an awesome guy.
So Kev, this next tweet here, so silly, thumbs down emotive. What's that all about?
Well, I like to repeat myself because I sound so good when I say some words like so silly.
Right.
Well, I might say that again. That sounds great. I can't remember the question, but let me tell you that I scored 25 last night off three balls. And it may sound impossible, which it is for most guys, but not for me.
Hey, KP Junior here, mate. Seriously, did you watch the test match? Obviously you did. What did you make of the English batting? What are they got to do to improve apart from getting you back in the team? Is there something they can work on that top order?
I didn't actually watch the test match. One of my people told me the scores. What I was doing was having a net, and I was hitting it really nicely and striking it nicely, so nicely. And I think it's a matter of time before I'm back in the side, because I'm so ready to play.
Right. Have you got any form at all on the board, though?
Oh, yeah, of course. Haydos, I scored 200 against a team who hadn't won for 3 weeks, 3 years. It doesn't matter, because no matter who KP bets against, he will score.
Where was that? Where was that, KP? Where was it?
It was a practice game in St. Lucia, but it doesn't matter. No, those guys bowling were awesome, and they had to have a day off school to play, but they bowled well. Listen, I am ready at any stage to come back to play for my country, or England, if they ask as well.
Just quickly, what do you think of Graham Swan as a bloke?
I never met anyone called Graham Swan at all.
There goes Kevin Peterson, ladies and gentlemen.
I deny that happened.
He wasn't one of your favourite teammates. Who was? Who did you enjoy playing with in England?
Surely Warnie would have been mentioning hi there.
Kevin Peterson enjoyed playing with Kevin Peterson. He was an awesome team guy. Been a great golfer.
Okay, all right. I think we might have had enough here, guys.
See you, Kev.
Thanks so much, Kev. We'll let you get back to your schedule there. Kevin Peterson on Willow Talk.